The Truth News Network. Only you can prevent glorifying lies. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone. It is a sad day in the United States of America. I never thought we in America would ever be discussing the possible dismantling of our country. Some of us have feared it as being something that might happen eventually, but not in our lifetimes. I think that eventually may be upon us. Hello there, I'm Dan Newman. As quickly as a shooting star, the oppressiveness of totalitarianism that for a century has been secluded to those countries far away is creeping today into our political system. There have been warning signs for a good while, but almost all Americans, while seeing them, brush them off as being impossible. Impossible is what they should be, but they're not impossible. Let's take a look. A group of U.S. senators sent a warning to the Supreme Court, telling the court that it better change the way it operates, or else. Yes, an ultimatum from a group of senators to the United States Supreme Court. The following was reported about the alert to the Supreme Court today. Quote, "The ominous and unusual warning was delivered as part of a brief filed Monday in a case related to a New York City gun law. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, Mazie Hirono, Democrat, Hawaii, and Richard Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, and don't forget Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, referenced rulings by the court's conservative majority in claiming it is suffering from some sort of affliction, which must be remedied. The Supreme Court is not well, it said, and the people know it. Perhaps the court can heal itself before the public demands it be restructured in order to reduce the influence of politics." That's shocking, folks. And as shocking as this notice was, it's not unexpected. Think about it. We have been living in an atmosphere for some time now in which politicians have been giving us signs that inexorably point to not just their desires, but their intentions to push the United States not just further to the left, but to the far left. This control spirit existed in the shadows for several decades. Fortunately for all of us, champions of freedom like Ronald Reagan kicked the consuming monster of mass control out of sight long enough for a generation of Americans to bask in the light of real freedoms across the board for a decade or more. But since, steadily and stealthily, it has slipped back into everyday U.S. life. And then, Barack Obama promised in 2008 that he would famously lead the fundamental change of America. And he made good on his promise. His first term was somewhat limited, without control of the entire Congress for a couple of years. But when Democrats gained control, the transformation that he promised took off. It was obvious what his fundamental change was planned to look like. Here are some things in his plan. He expected his change to fundamentally transform America from a society where the majority of people live by the sweat of their brows to one where the majority live off the labors of a shrinking productive class. To fundamentally transform America from one where the American dream is a job, a home, a family, to one where the dream is food stamps, welfare, Obama phones, and Obamacare, and government dependency. To fundamentally transform America from a society that strives, however imperfectly, for a colorblind equality to one where race matters in everything from enforcement of voter protection laws to college admissions to hiring to school grades and to discipline. To fundamentally transform America from a nation that is a beacon for freedom and democracy to one that leads from behind in the world. To fundamentally transform America from a country that believes in entrepreneurial efforts and free markets to a controlled economy where central planners make economic decisions for you. To fundamentally transform America from a country that rewards success and hard work to one where those who disagree still believe they are entitled to their fair share of what those who do have earned. To fundamentally transform America from a country that believes in rugged individualism to a caricature of a European socialist dependency, where citizens all belong to special interest groups ever demanding more from their government. To fundamentally transform America from a country where our grandkids have a brighter future to one where they'll live in poverty and destitution under the yoke of unpayable debts to fund ever larger vote-buying schemes from leftist interest groups. To fundamentally transform America from a land of plenty to one where the poor cannot drive, they cannot heat their homes or feed their families as they are crushed by energy cost to please environmental interest groups and green crony contributors like the Green New Deal hopers. To fundamentally transform America from a society that strives to eliminate class to one of four classes, and here's their desired four classes: wealthy elite liberals, government union bureaucrats, the growing dependent poor, and the shrinking pool of working productive folk employed in the private sector who are expected to support the other three classes. To fundamentally transform America from a society that believes in and defends our culture and values to one where multiculturalism declares equal respect and value for cultures that hang gay people, mutilate the genitals of young girls, stone women for adultery, execute witches, murder apostates, prohibit education of girls, riot violently against free speech if someone offends them, and murder female relatives over trivial affronts to the family's honor. To fundamentally transform America from one where there exists a balance of power between the states and the federal government, and between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the federal government, to one in which an all-powerful elitist class rules everything with virtual unlimited power. And let's don't forget this one: to fundamentally transform America from one that believed in life to one where babies are routinely aborted because of their gender or disabilities or just for inconvenience, and even as is being considered and has been passed into law in Virginia and New York, having a decision that a mom and a doctor can determine a baby that's just born, if they don't want it, it can be terminated. That's called infanticide. Fundamental change of America. Now, you may think all of this is kind of stupid, that nothing like this could happen. Well, folks, these senators just put the U.S. Supreme Court, an independent branch of government established in the U.S. Constitution, established by our forefathers to get away from top-down, unilateral, totalitarian rule that they fled from in Northern Europe to come here and establish. They are putting the U.S. Supreme Court on notice that even though they aren't over the Supreme Court purposely, Congress is one of those co-equal branches of government, along with the executive and then, of course, the judicial branch. They're saying, you better get your stuff together and do it the way we want you to do it and the way we think you should do it, or we're going to step in and make some changes. I'm not trying to scare you today, but I am telling you the truth. That's what we do here. We're going to go away for just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about a little bit more detail in what this is about, and I'll give you our final thoughts in just a moment at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships. like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
Clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of message.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Again, Dan Newman.
Pete Mosser is right on target. Clarity. Clarity of vision, clarity of understanding. That's what we're doing here at Truth News Network. You know what? We've seen all of this that we talked about in the first segment happening for years. The insistence and embedded practice of ignoring laws at the federal level. Folks, drug possession and recreational drug use have been illegal. Criminal law violations for years at the federal level. Yet, during the Obama administration, Attorney General Eric Holder instructed federal law enforcement to ignore minor drug offenses and its offenders, virtually with no authority, making drug use, drug possession, and its use legal. Illegals continue their journey in crossing our southern border into the U.S., and their numbers are now in the millions. Yet, it is a federal crime for one, anyone, to cross into the United States without having expressed permission before they come. Yet for decades, federal authorities have, at least in part, turned blind eyes on many of these illegals who do so. We could stay here all day and give you example after example after example of lawlessness that's being allowed by the federal government. It's unbelievable how much it's happening. What is the reasoning of federal authorities for doing this? After all, the United States is a nation of laws. That's what separates us from every other country on earth. I could play you videos of Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, numerous Senate and House leaders through all of those administrations who have made speeches confirming the importance and the necessity of the rule of law. Yet it's almost as if they think Americans don't look in on how our government acts. Certainly, many in America don't pay attention. And many don't care. Maybe it's because they're out there working hard, trying to make good livings for their families. And in doing so, they pay taxes. Billions of dollars in taxes. Tens of billions. No, trillions of dollars in taxes. That our leaders in Washington, who supposedly represent all those Americans, find ways to spend not just the taxes we pay them, but borrow more and more to spend on additional, quote-unquote, necessary programs. All this while trillions are flushed at the hands of purveyors of special interests that have nothing to do with the support of the American people. Honestly, for me, these Democrat senators that we told you about above that have put the demand on the Supreme Court, they're doing so as drawing a line in the sand. They're not having it drawn in the sand for anything you think or I think or anybody in Congress other than them thinks. They don't represent members of Congress, folks. They represent you and me, constituents in their respective districts and states. In effect, what they're doing is for political purposes only, told the U.S. Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, you either get your stuff together, start ruling on these controversial cases that come before you in ways that we think you should, or we're going to take you to the woodshed. That's pretty darn dangerous. The atmosphere to set up a top-down bureaucratic control authority in D.C. to run the nation without the people having any say-so, it's on the edge of town. And they want it. And they want it desperately. They've been hard at work while good Americans slept doing their busy work as Americans have always done. But these swamp rats really don't care. And I'm not calling these specific senators swamp rats, although they're all up to their necks in what goes on in the swamp. They smell it, they hunger for it, and their objective is to get power, no matter what it takes. They're looking, by sending that notification to the Supreme Court, they're looking at the Supreme Court as a roadblock for them to get what they want, whatever that looks like, and it all comes to the altar of power. If they control that altar, they control it all. This is our wake-up call. We need to be more vigilant. We need to make ourselves better heard. None of us want to be the frog on the stove in that pot of cool water. Remember that story? The frog's in that cool water. It's sitting up on the stove, and somebody turns the burner up just very, very slowly. The frog, he likes the warm water. He gets lulled to sleep, never thinking he's in any danger. Nothing's going to happen until it's too late. When the water comes to a boil, it's all over for the frog. And in America, these folks, those senators that we spoke about, and everybody else that thinks the way they do, have started turning the burner up a little bit higher every day. We're the frogs, folks. We're the frogs. Wake up, America. That's the day's purpose of our story. I don't like to scare you, but you know what? You need the truth. You get the truth here at Truth News Network. Thanks for being here. I wish you the best. Have a great day. So long, everybody.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN,
the Truth News Network.